It's the hour of Roundtable. Living standards have improved dramatically for Chinese people in the last few decades. Hundreds of millions of Chinese people live in bigger houses and can drive cars and all that. But nearly 90% of respondents in a survey say that they experience symptoms of anxiety, such as shyness, nervousness, awkwardness in social situations. So it seems like higher living standards has not quieted our qualms. Instead, people are feeling anxiety, and apparently it's closely connected to the prevalence of social media. So let's talk about this. Do you think that this thing exists, social media anxiety?
Well, let's look at the definition first. It's a mental illness that typically involves feelings of distress relating to social interactions all offline and online that interfere with the individual's mental and physical well-being, and it gives rise to a distorted perception of reality, leading to depression and feelings of inadequacy. Patients worry excessively about how they are perceived. At its core, it is a fear of being judged by others. Well, very interesting theory. It is claiming that people suffer from social media anxiety because they are afraid of being judged by others. But actually, I have a different theory here, because I believe when people post social media messages, they are either post when they are most happy or when they are saddest. I mean, namely, they are posting, they are presenting the extremist or the extremes, the extremes of their emotions. So therefore, as a result, when you spend a lot of time on social media, you're exposed to extreme emotions, and that's not going to be healthy for yourself.
So that's a really interesting observation, Lai Ming. And it's true, I think, these days that people would resort to social media, of course, to show off or to mark really happy, aesthetic, I suppose, moments of their lives. And also, this is not something I would do, but some people who are social media natives, possibly, that they would also wouldn't mind people to see their wounds, so to speak, when they're the saddest. I mean, that's just not something I would do. I guess I'm too much of a cavewoman in that regard, because I don't want to see people. I don't want people to see when I'm in my most vulnerable or not presentable.
But in so doing, you are projecting a different He Yang than you normally are.
But I wouldn't want other people to see that. But I'm one of the also the extremes of cavewoman. And Tony, so do you see yourself checking some of these signs and symptoms, like constantly checking the number of followers and likes, feel this sense of attachment to and asphyxiation on your phone rather than your real life relationships, and communicating solely via the internet, and FOMO, the fear of missing out, always want to jump on whatever the new trend is?
As for myself, I've been off of the social media for the past, well, at least the American social media for the past 5 years.
Wow.
Ever since I...
What prompted that decision?
Well, just there's just an overload of everyone posting personal information online, and you know, sometimes some things are okay to, you know, to show, and some things I feel that are, you know, a bit private, and sometimes I feel a lot of people just want to be noticed. You know, they have this deep feeling of being unimportant, and they want to show every morsel of their life to everyone. That way, you can respond and contact them and let them know that they matter. And I just, for myself, I had a lot of things that I was working on. I went through a breakup, and I just didn't really want to see, you know, everyone's images of why their life is better. And, you know, I could just kind of feel like everyone's kind of just trying to show you the best parts of their life, but they don't want to include. And some people show some of the, you know, the personal and sad parts of their life. But for me, it was just... exonerating to just kind of step away from that and just focus, you know, connect with people a different way.
I remember myself being somewhat suffering from this social media anxiety around the year 2010. I mean, that's when we started using Weibo, when we started having smartphones. And I remember having to check Weibo every now and then to see whether someone has responded to my posts. And that was true. And I think that was before I found an anchor in my life. I mean, before I went out with my wife, before I realized what I had to do in life. And before that, I can tell that some people who don't have an anchor in their lives, they would certainly want recognition from the society. And when they're not getting it in offline, in real life, then they seek it from the online society.
Mm. Yeah. And I think you guys, what you guys shared is rather inspiring for me, because I think when I didn't really dive into the thoughts that actually these people, what they're showing on social media is actually the best moments of their lives, when they're getting married, when they're getting amazing gifts, jumping off the cliff of a waterfall in Hawaii. Gosh, I wish I was there doing that instead of working. Oh no, I'm just kidding. I love my job, okay? Yeah, and just those things. But it's carefully curated and it's carefully presented so you could see. And that is the part that I realized, yes, I shouldn't feel bad about whatever I'm doing now, just because how can you compare your low point with someone's high point? That will only put yourself down, right? And also in the old days when we lived in, I was going to say villages, but didn't really live in a village. But in real life, you could possibly only know 200 people tops, and you could be the fastest runner or best cook or whatever out of that group of people. But now on social media, we know thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, and it's totally normal if you are not the best at maybe anything out of that group of people. So these are some really cold facts, I think, that we should possibly keep check in our minds.
And there's nothing wrong with people wanting to share the best moments in their lives. Just you have to know that those are the very best moments in their lives.
And that's today's roundtable. Bye-bye, everybody.